largely corporate for a long time in tobacco, both here and out of Switzerland. And I was running some global brands in Switzerland, and then sort of more recently I came back in like 2015, bought into an aviation business.
And that was obviously, I know it's products that are different, but the knowledge in terms of business applies to every...
Same fundamental principles apply across categories, yeah. So it's and we had a fantastic time developing the business. We are still the Beechcraft and Cessna agents for Africa. And yeah, we took a very small business and we've created a very big business out of it over the last short while. But it's been a fabulous journey. Yeah.
And it obviously comes with all its ups and downs, I think. And you've sort of moved away from that business just to get away, or are you still actively involved in it?
To be honest with you, the business got to the point where the value that I was adding was becoming a lot more, it wasn't as fundamental. Yeah. So, and I wanted to do other things. Yeah. So, and I followed my family down here.
Okay, so that's the reason why you came to Hoedspruit. Your son has moved down here with Louise.
Yeah.
And to be closer to the family.
But also, I mean, I've been coming here since 1986. We've been going to we had a place in the bush here, and. So I absolutely love this place. I mean, it's I never really imagined that I would be living here.
I never thought I would ever see a guy in Hoedspruit. I remember the day you came with Charlie to get ice cream at the Yum Factory food truck, and you looked at me and said, "Hey, Lou."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Who's this guy? This is me, Guy." And I'm like, "Who are you?" And
I made a massive impression, obviously, previously.
No, but of all places. And the thing is that the amount of people that have got such experience that are in Hoedspruit also just blows my mind.
Now, listen, it's quite unbelievable how this place has developed over that period. I mean, when we were coming in 1986, I mean, I actually remember saying to people, "Can you imagine living in a place like this?" You know, because there was one horse, and with no saddle sort of story. But I mean, it's a seriously vibrant little town now. Well, it's not that little, actually.
No, not at all. It's bursting out of its seams at the moment.
Yeah.
But guys, just to go back to your career in corporate. You specialize. Have you got something that you specialize in? You're more marketing.
Yeah.
And when people say marketing, it's so difficult to. Someone says, "Oh, what do you do? I'm in marketing." What does it actually cover?
You know, honestly, I don't think that. I think I'm a better strategist actually than a marketing person. Marketing is what you do when you know what you want to achieve essentially. So I think of myself more as a strategist than a marketing person. But marketing is basically the coat you wear when you know what you're trying to attract, basically. So, I've been working with quite a few little businesses here, aside from some other projects that I'm working on outside of Hoedspruit. It's amazing, you know, sitting with people and working out, you know, what you want the business to look like in 5 years. How are you going to get there? Defining your target market better, you know, because it's strangely something that businesses don't really focus on. You know, they don't design and sort of position the business around a core target market. So, it's super exciting. I mean, this is probably one of the most dynamic communities, I would say, in South Africa at the moment, you know, and what's amazing about it, and what really makes it different, is that you've got this cross section of sort of migrant people who have either got places here or they coming on vacation.
Yeah.
So you've got this huge migrant population in and out, and then a rapidly expanding, sort of resident population, and obviously the mix of domestic and non-domestic tourists. So it's a truly dynamic environment.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you know what's always interesting to see is that the amount of young people coming here.
Yeah.
With small superb, kids. Yeah. So that just means they're staying longer. You
yeah,
know,
very
they, it's generally the older retired peeps that are here.
Yeah.
But you see lots of younger people relocating here.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Hoedspruit so special. Yeah. But you know, Guy, in terms of business, you know, there's a lot of, as you can see around Hoedspruit, there's a lot of people that own their own businesses.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always difficult. If you've got a small business, you think to yourself, why do I have to have a five-year plan? Why do I have to have a plan?
Yeah.
I mean, I should know, I run my business, I don't need to employ anyone because I can do it myself. Or, and I think there must be something that should be a standard norm.
Well, I think, I mean, the one thing that's like, you know, extremely apparent is how you know the competitive context in Hoedspruit has changed. It doesn't matter what trade you're in. You know, if you look at restaurants, look at the number of restaurants there are now, and there are more coming. You know, sort of story. You look at the retail environment, and you know the promise of a new mall, and etc. It's just, you know, it's rapidly expanding. And I think the truth is, especially for small businesses, small and medium sized businesses, is that if you don't have a defined plan and a defined market target, and if you aren't, you know, constantly servicing that, you fall prey to the competitive, you know.
Yeah, you'll just dissolve away.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
Won't be a competitive player anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that businesses need to make use of all the tools that are available.
For sure.
And if it means getting and paying a little bit extra to get someone to come and help you with a business plan,
yeah,
or someone to help you put together a strategic plan going forward.
Sure.
And how important do you think advertising is?
I mean,
to businesses.
At the end of the day, advertising, marketing, whatever you want to call it, I think is crucial, but I think what's also important is defining, you know, not only what you're wanting to say when you talk to your market, but also how you want to talk to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think the misconception as well is that you need as a standard a website, you need as a standard to be, you know, in print, on radio, or, you know, online, etc. When you know that's all fundamentally linked to who you're trying to target and what message you're trying to deliver. So, yeah. So I think it's crucial to.
But find the right niche
in absolutely.
Terms of advertising.
Yeah.
Because like you say, I know people people tend to just say I don't need to advertise anywhere else because I'm on social media.
Yeah.
But you're not necessarily getting your target market at all.
I tell you the biggest misconception.
Is social media?
Yeah, at the moment is that social media is free. Firstly, that's not true. I mean, you know, as a business, if you post something into the Meta world at the moment, you know, you get absolutely no traction whatsoever. Mm. You know, it's deliberately limited to sort of 20% of your following or your contacts, sort of story, unless you pay for it. And it's become one of the most expensive mediums
to advertise.
Meta, I mean, if you compare that to radio costs or to print costs or to anything else, the, you know, online or social media is incredibly expensive now.
And
so
I think you
need to
go
be very
through
calculated about how you use it and who you want to speak to.
Because if you think about it, the amount of adverts that go through on social media, what are the chances that someone stops and actually hits yours?
No, indeed.
So your market has to be so accurate.
Complete.
So that you are dealing with people that specifically want your product.
Well, that's the thing, Lou. At the end of the day, you know, if you're not relevant to the market that you are talking to, you're just wallpaper. You know, the only time that you'll get any recognition or recollection of anything. So in other words, resonance in the message is if you are accurate, if you're selling them something that they need or that they have an interest in. So yeah, I mean, you have the ability now with filters to be quite sort of target specific. But yeah, it's important to define that.
And websites, overrated? Or is it do you need a website if you're selling something, like if you're selling something specifically online?
Yeah.
Or what would a point be for a restaurant to have?
No, so, I mean, I think
just basic
I think
content.
Websites are critical to some businesses.
Yeah, yes.
And in particular where you've got a where you actually trade online. So where you've got either an online shop or anything like something like that. But I think you know, the days of people actually specifically going to websites to read
it's
up about things.
It's dwindled down.
Mm. For sure, yeah, because, you know, that's the passive searches, passive sort of roaming and that sort of thing doesn't happen as much anymore. Yeah. And people just don't give it the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, websites, you can put 2,500 pages on a website, you know, try to tell them everything that you know.
Yeah.
And the truth is they don't give you, they give you 30 seconds, you know, sort of story.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. But listen, and then from corporate, I mean, you're still in corporate because you consult on a private level.
Yeah, I'm working with a big client in Mauritius at the moment on all of their front end strategy, their route to market, and we've just rebranded the business and stuff like that. So that's quite a big project that'll go on to next year.
Oh, wonderful!
And we are also working on and hoping to come to market before the end of the year with a finance product for lodges.
Oh, nice.
For the lodge industry. So I'd love to talk to you again when
it's
close to,
yes,
close to going
definitely
to market. But that I think is going to be very exciting for the environment here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then I know when you were in town a while ago, music is close to your heart, Guy. I think
my neighbors.
Yeah.
music is close to all my neighbors' hearts. By the way, I'm one of the. I spend most of my evening speaking to the security guys and promising it won't happen again. But
so we know you're an absolute music lover.
Yeah, I am a bit of a nut. But we did that music festival
that
with you guys.
Yes,
you guys, HFM was a media partner. Yeah, the Africa Wild event last year with Just Ginger, Prime Circle, Jesse Clegg at Drakensberg Primary. And we're planning to do something again next year.
Fantastic.
Probably in February, March, with some very big names.
Wonderful.
Again, yeah.
Well, you'll have to drop names when you get a bit closer to.
No, we will.
Closer to that, and but that was a huge success, Guy.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
I mean, I know how much work goes into those type of events, you know, and I think that can age you by 10 years. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, I've got a very
amazing team.
My partner, Roddy Quinn, has been in the industry for forever. So, you know, I mean, he knows it. I mean, he's brought some very, very big names to South Africa previously, you know, the likes of Beyonce and, you know, everybody, Queen.
That's right. They
Rod Stewart, all those guys. So he knows the game. I mean, I basically run around trying to look busy at those events, to be honest with you. But I mean, I listen. I think that those types of events have an incredibly big part to play in future growth of this place. Because, you know, the wonderful thing about it is obviously the hospitality industry is so well established here that you know, it's a town like no other in the sense that it has the ability to handle these big crowds and that sort of story. But I also think that I think they're important because they bring a different kind of tourist. You know, obviously most of the tourism around here is around the bush and nature and conservation and that sort of story. But I think it's, you know, what's exciting about these events, I mean, if you look at events like Tomorrowland, for example, just to quote an example in Belgium, and that's 250,000 people over 4 days. You know,
People fly there just for
absolutely.
Go to this to the all these different music festivals, and it's because it's become part of a culture as well.
For
you
sure,
know? And wouldn't that be nice if that can be created here in
completely? And actually, what it's about is about unique environments. Yeah. I mean, there aren't many places you can go where you can experience the world like. Yeah. You can, I think to do big events. I mean, I know that noise abatement is high on everyone's agenda. Yeah,
ooh, very high.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, for three,
just
4 days,
one night,
yeah, exactly,
two nights,
3-4 days a year might be possible, excusable. Yeah,
but Guy, you know, and you know what's also nice is that there aren't many. I always tell people, you know, also a little bit about the radio industry in terms of just who your connections are. But, you know, I always moan about us being a local radio station and how we should appreciate it here. You don't get local radio stations anymore. They are all so commercialized. And to be able to get through to everybody in one place and to know everybody as well, that this type of medium in terms of advertising should be taken advantage of as well.
For sure. And, I mean, you know, just look at what's happening to your listenership, by the way. I mean, I know that the radio listenership is going through the roof, but much more exciting, and I think for businesses here, is that your online is going is equally, you know, it's growing faster, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Your online,
online streaming, yes.
Which is super interesting to, you know, well, it's relevant to a lot of the businesses here because you're talking to, you can have the potential to talk to a market outside of Hoedspruit. I mean, anywhere in the world you can listen to HFM.
Absolutely.
So I think... I think to have something, to have a radio station that focuses their content on domestic issues and domestic and servicing a domestic agenda is an amazing luxury.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it should be leaned on. And I always encourage everyone out there that just come in and talk.
Yeah.
Come and tell me about your business. Come and share because people know who we are.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the good, the bad, and the ugly, because there's no hiding in Hoedspruit. Oh, you can creep around the corner. Oh, daar gaan hy and daar gaan sy. But if you put it all together, it's fun to have to have this type of connection, this instant connection with anyone out there, and people like to be known and heard and seen.
Yeah, completely.
But it's also all about. But reaching out and staying local, encouraging local. We've got a lot of new things coming in town. And, you know, if that mall comes in, sure, you know, that also all the franchises come back in again. And all the local restaurants have to all take strain again.
But, you know, Lou, I'll tell you, there's one other, I think, quite critical point specifically related to retail, you know, to the retail shops here. I think the one, you know, everybody, when you talk about the competitive context, you think about the next shop that does something, if not the same, similar to what you do.
Yes.
The reality is that the biggest competition for any retail, brick and mortar retail in this place, is online. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, people are kind of already, you know, they buy groceries online.
Absolutely.
You know, sort of thing. So it's the challenge, I think, for retailers is to have, you know, to be able through marketing, through advertising, and et cetera, to keep themselves relevant enough and interesting enough to be competitive with online.
Keep reinventing themselves, sort of.
Yeah, because online, I mean, you only need to go to any one of the number of estates that there are in this town first thing in the morning, and the boxes are piled
high,
sort of story. And at the end of the day, that's revenue that
it's been lost.
Very, very, yeah. It's very likely revenue that's coming out of the town and going
of
to
course,
those other businesses.
Going out of town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Precisely. I mean, Takealot. It's hard to criticize Takealot's service offering at the moment. So you know, if you're in retail, you got to realize that's probably that's
your
single biggest competitor. Yeah. Everything up to and including things like gifts. You know, people buy gifts online. So I mean, marketing, I think, is critical.
No, I agree with
you.
100%. So, you know, but going forward, Guy, I know that you've been here a year already.
Yeah.
And you've been through our first summer. You survived.
I have.
So if you can get through the first summer, you're okay.
I haven't worn a pair of long pants for 6 months. I think that qualifies me as
local
detribalized city slicker.
Yeah, definitely. And coming up, but you feel your roots are here, or do you just never say never?
I absolutely love. I love Hoedspruit. Yeah. I mean, I've always loved Limpopo and Mpumalanga. Yeah. We spent quite a lot of time in White River as kids. And this place, when it gets into your your blood,
it's very hard to
imagine going anywhere else. I mean, business obviously, you know, is the only thing that might be a challenge. going forward. But yeah, but yeah, I mean, I hope very much that I'm able to stick around.
No, definitely. When I first came here, I hated it.
Yeah.
I came here, concrete jungle girl, shopping.
I remember.
Oh, I was like, oh, you were happening.
proper, handbag, long nails type. Yeah, I remember.
And it took me about 2 years to acclimatize to being here.
Yeah.
And then we were here for about 5 years in total.
Yeah.
And then we left.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'm so happy. Good move, what have you. And the day I left, 2 weeks later, I thought, what have we done? And 4 years later, the first place we thought of where we're going to go back and settle was Hood Spray.
Yeah.
And when I came through that tunnel and we hooted, I just knew this is where my roots are. And it's amazing.
It's wonderful. I mean, yeah, you know, you imagine everybody talks about how, you know, it's the fact that you can't do anything without being spotted or people talking about it. But actually, there's nothing more spectacular than being in spa and you know 15 people in the course of shopping there. It's actually,
yes,
it's a wonderful, you know, gives you a wonderful sense of being.
Completely.
Sort of story.
Completely. You go to any of these places.
Yeah.
It takes you 20 minutes to get out at the front door.
No, that's world class. Once you become accustomed to it,
yes,
it's hard to leave.
Yes.
You know.
And the car waving.
Yeah, and the car waving. I get a few interesting waves. I must tell you, especially from my neighbours. But it's amazing. That's great.
I mean, it's something that you wouldn't do in a big city at all.
No.
But Guy, you've got a couple of projects in the coming up for yourself, and obviously going forward, you're here, your roots are here.
Yeah.
And in terms of if someone wants to get hold of you for some advice or wants to put a strategy together, they
just look for the Hoodlum.
Yes, the Hoodlum. It's a branded Hoodlum Jimny, and it's called the
just
Hoodlum.
If you see the Hoodlum, just stop me and, you know,
wave guy down, and we'll get you connected. Or you come to me, and I'll give you his contact details.
Yeah.
And we can sort you out.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's not really what I want to be doing with the years to come, but I'm working on a couple of lodges at the moment, and we're helping with a coffee brand and stuff like that. So yeah. I love to be involved with those projects. And honestly, as I say, it's not really just not as a source of revenue necessarily, yeah, but as a source of interest. Because it's fun. Those projects are amazing.
No, definitely, especially when it filters through and it
see things starting to change.
Yes, yeah, definitely. That's exactly what you want.
No,
to
it
see.
Is. It's very, very satisfying.
But listen, Guy, I see we are sitting on our half an hour mark now.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in studio. I know you're not going to go anywhere. I'm going to play a song now.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and then we'll say goodbye.
All right,
so
okay,
you
cool.
Sit right where you are.
Okay, will do.